Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Now at 7 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tuesday. We have a lot of sunshine, but cold weather. Richie, what's the temperature in Washington this morning?
At Dulles Airport this morning, it was negative 1 degree.
Hey! Oh, all right, Ken, what's the temperature in San Diego at the moment?
It's cold. It's 43.
No!
Wow.
Jen, what is it? It's about 48 here.
48 here. That's in the 40s where I am on the beach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But better than minus 1 or minus 4.
Yeah.
And Richie, especially, it's the time of year when the flowers should be coming out.
Well,
end of February is when things start.
End of February, first week of March is when we start seeing buds and stuff. So it's just a couple more weeks. February is always very cold here, but not this cold.
Who needs it?
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have a number of items of interest here. The immigration plan that the president put forth being blocked by a judge in Texas. Story behind the story with a correspondent who's following this in a matter of moments here on Good Day. Meanwhile, ISIS and what's going on in northern Syria and the activists that were on CNN. Did you see this, Kenny? The way that the people are described, what's going on with the ISIS fighters, women younger than 45 can't leave this city, the city of, is it Raqqa? Is that how you pronounce it? R-A-Q-Q-A?
Uh-huh.
Raqqa?
Sure. That's right.
All right. So, anyway, these stories, are they important for us to get a sort of a handle on what's going on? I mean, I think they add to the human interest side of this. We all know that ISIS is no good. They're dirtbags, and we need to get rid of them. And what we're doing is nothing, and I think that's what's troubling. Is there something else that I'm missing out of the story? Seems the same every day. Just another example of them being outrageous and us doing nothing. What, am I missing something here?
I think that about sums it up, that's
right,
for sure.
Okay.
I guess the interesting thing is the female experience with these groups. I don't know if that's covered as much as anything else.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Benjamin Netanyahu is Prime Minister of Israel, running for re-election. And in order to stir up the troops, see if this doesn't remind you of something, he made the case that Iran was drawing pretty close to building a nuclear weapon. However, the Israeli spy agency says not so fast. It's not as great as was suggested, and perhaps the suggestion was made because it would make him look more powerful or tougher in the eyes of the electorate, and therefore would get reelected. What I think of when I look at this is George Bush and all the garbage, the baloney, the lies, the foolishness that everybody, scratch everybody, most people or many people fell for a hook, line, and sinker, and there wasn't any of it that was true. Never mind a little of it true. None of it was true. I think there is something to Iran working on a nuclear program, but remember, even though they have a lot of smart people in Iran, the dislike of the government in Iran is pretty much the same as we have here in our country. Maybe it's the same all around the world. People just don't like their government. There's a lot of unrest in Iran, lots of unrest. A lot of very educated people in Iran. It is an interesting conundrum for the people who live there. A lot of folks that have gone outside of Iran to get educated, England mostly, come back, and they've added to the Iranian experience, but they still can't seem to overcome or overpower the fundamentalists who run the government and who are basically supported by those who don't have an education. Funny how that works. And so now, I think Netanyahu's got a problem. We said last week that it looked like he might have a real serious problem getting reelected. Kenny, does it look more or less or about the same to you as you follow this as to whether Netanyahu gets reelected?
This is not going to help him.
No, not going to help him at all.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And it's close to their election. I think their election's next month.
Yep, it is. Congress has until Friday to sort out the stalemate over funding of the Department of Homeland Security, money that pays for people who are supposed to keep you safe. That's a joke. A lot of Republicans don't want to pay for implementation of the immigration executive order, and so they tied that to the issue of Homeland Security. Who's going to blink first? Any guesses? Richie, who blinks first, Republicans or Democrats?
Democrats.
Jennifer, Democrats or Republicans? Who blinks first?
Usually I would say Republican, but I do think Democrats will blink.
All right. And Kenny?
McConnell's trying to rework
this
one.
He's got a new plan.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, he's already blinking. This is the third time they've put this bill through, and it didn't go anywhere.
No. All right. Well, let's vote down the Affordable Health Care Act again. Let's bring that up one more time, see what we can do with that. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Mr. Robert McDonald, apparently not too good at telling the truth. Mm. He told everybody that he served in special ops. And so this was something that was caught on camera. He was having a conversation with a homeless veteran, yada, yada, yada. As part of the VA's efforts to locate and house homeless veterans, homeless man told Mr. McDonald that he'd serve in special operations. What years McDonald asked?
Be a veteran of military service?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Army, Navy, Air
Army.
Army? What unit?
Special Forces.
Special Forces? What years? I was in Special Forces. Sorry.
How do people think they're going to get away with this? I mean, really, in this day and age, how do you get away with those lies?
Huffington Post says he graduated from the West Point Military Academy 75, completed Army Ranger training, signed to the 82nd Airborne Division until he's retired from the service in 1980. Shades of Brian Williams. But back to what Jennifer just said, why would you say it? Tell a story like that.
It's not like he lied on his resume or something. He was just talking just to a homeless guy. Yeah. He was
right.
Making conversation.
So
I
don't care. That
guy.
Makes it your
Are we going too far with this?
Too.
Well, people tell stories. So are we going too far with
Doc,
the examination?
Would you seriously, would you ever say a story like that? I mean, I know people in
I was in the Special Services. You didn't know that?
Forces. You didn't know?
I was in Special Forces.
Manure.
I was in charge of the shovel in the manure operation.
Right.
That's the truth, the whole truth,
I mean,
and nothing.
Tell me you know Kim Kardashian. Give me that kind of story. You know,
I don't want to know Kim Kardashian.
Come on.
And he's the secretary of the VA. He should
be
out.
I know.
That's just
bad. It is. It's bad. I agree.
I don't see how people think they can get away with this stuff. Jennifer's right.
I know.
Yeah, well, they're not smart enough to figure
because
it out.
Exactly. People in powerful positions are arrogant, and they think they can just do it. And you can't.
Well, no.
Anymore.
You know what? I just think they don't think about it. I tell stories. I don't think about them. I just tell them.
Yeah, but you do tell stories, Dougie. But I've never heard you lie about who you are at your core. I mean, give me a break. No. Nobody, that's
I'm
sick.
A farmer at my core, and I'm a radio guy.
Yeah.
That's who I am at my core. All right, so anyway, having said that, thank you very much. Heidi, let me help me, Kenny, with this. Is Heidi Zhu Castro, is that her
Joe
name?
Joe Castro.
Heidi Joe Castro?
Yes.
All right, okay. She is a reporter for Al Jazeera, got her fingers on the pulse when it comes to this immigration plan, and we'll find out what the story is behind the story for your information next year on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges? My chances of winning lottery and toner.
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Save 50% on the HP OfficeJet Pro 8620. Offer ends 2/28/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Heidi Jo Castro joins Kenny, Richie, and Jennifer and me, correspondent with Al Jazeera. The domestic international news is being covered well there. They're very accessible to us, and we appreciate Heidi, folks like you being able to come on the program. Give us a little in-depth backgrounder, if you will, on, in this case, the immigration plan that's been blocked by this judge in Texas. Does this have any legs, or is it just a delay for 4 or 5 months?
Hey, thanks, Doug, for having me here. Great to be here. Well, this thing right now is once again before a federal judge on the border of Texas and Mexico. Judge Andrew Hannon is actually the same judge who ruled last week to put this executive action on hold. And now the federal government has taken the emergency step of this Monday, asking that same judge to put his ruling on hold, to basically stay his ruling so that the federal government has more time to file an appeal on the merits of the case. So that's where this case stands.
What
right
are the
now.
Merits,
so
then, Heidi, what are the merits? What do they say are the merits of the case?
Sure. There are 26 states who brought this lawsuit to court. It's led by Texas, and most of these states are governed by Republicans. And the states argue that this executive action is illegal on two counts. First, that the president overstepped his constitutional authority by issuing this executive action, and that he, in essence, created new immigration law without going through Congress and without going through public opinion, period. And then their other point was that if these steps take action, that these states would be irreparably harmed, because giving 5 million people work permits and temporary authority to be here would cost these states greatly in terms of law enforcement. There was fear that there would be a run on the border. Also, as far as health care, as far as issuing driver's licenses as well, and the judge agreed with the plaintiff state on both of those two counts. Mm-hmm.
All right, so where's this going now? What's the next step?
Sure, so now we expect Judge Andrew Hannon in Brownsville to issue a ruling on this emergency appeal by the end of the day tomorrow. That's what the White House has asked for, by 5 p.m. Central Time tomorrow, because the White House is very interested in moving forward with opening applications. Now, applications were supposed to begin last week on Wednesday for the first round of this executive action, which would have expanded work permits for young people who had arrived in the country as children. So all of that was going forward and suddenly halted 2 days before applications were set to begin last week when this hold on the law was issued. So the administration is arguing that it should move forward with that while the merits are being argued.
Can another judge second his ruling? Let's say the Texas judge has won. Can they, all these 26 states, go to another judge and get a ruling that's similar to this? Can they just keep going around and around and around, going from one judge to the next to screw this up?
Well, the next step after this judge rules, and most parties are expecting him to deny putting his own ruling on hold for obvious reasons. He argued that it was a good ruling, so why should he go back on that? So if he does by tomorrow decide to stick with his original ruling, then the federal government would escalate to the Circuit Federal Court of Appeals in New Orleans and ask for emergency hold on the ruling there. Now, that court is also leaning conservative, and most parties are also expecting them to fight against the federal government. So in that case, it would be a long appeal. We're looking at maybe 5 to 9 months to appeal, not through the emergency route.
Our money to fight with us. That's taxpayer money against taxpayer money. That seems ludicrous. Heidi, thanks for the update. Heidi Jo Castro from Al Jazeera on the immigration plan being blocked in Texas. 21 after on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Half the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day Gang here with our video of the day in focus, at least the first part of every hour at this time. We have some sort of musical focus, and our video today is from the folks at Sesame Street, pretty clever version of the Three Little Pigs. This is done as a parody of the popular Netflix series House of Cards. There is some audio. You really need to watch the video. That's why we posted it at DougSteffen.com. But the audio is kind of cute, too, for a moment or two. And here is the
three pigs, three houses, straw, sticks, bricks. But only one that I really want to get into, the white brick house, the strongest of them all. These others are just in my way, but not for long, because in this town you have to know which way the wind is blowing, and right now it's about to get very windy. Little pig, my, what a fine house you have built out of straw.
All right, I think we need the gist of this.
Building material.
This is one of those things, cleverly done. Where'd you find this, Kenny?
Sesame Street just posted this to YouTube yesterday.
Really? Yeah. All right, so but it'll be viral. If it isn't already, it will be, because everybody loves the Three Little Pigs. Everybody loves Sesame Street, and lots of people are following House of Cards. So you can follow that at DougSteffen.com. Poll yesterday asking about the music from the Academy Awards. Which performance was your favorite? You told us in the poll that Lady Gaga was your favorite. It was good. 27% of you said that she was your favorite. Let's see here. 19% said everything. The Tim McGraw song.
That was great, too.
Great, yep. 19% of you said other moments musically. 15% said the opening with Neil Patrick Harris, Jack Black, etc. And 8% of you, 12% said John Legend and Common. 8% said everything is awesome. Cast performance of that. But this is so worth the attention. Crack it up, Richard. Here.
Gaga sings.
50 year old music. From Simon Music.
How many people that in this country that you think don't know her very well went?
Gaga?
Yes.
Or
went, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, a lot of people did.
I had actually heard, I mean, she's got a beautiful voice.
I knew she had pipes.
Yeah.
I have heard that she, the reason she went so crazy at the beginning of her career with the meat dresses and all of that is because she was trying to break into the business and she couldn't get any traction. So she went totally extreme just to get what she needed to break in. And now you see her with Tony Bennett and doing this type of thing.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And she's marrying that guy from Chicago Fire who's a pretty mainstream actor. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see a lot of artists do that, though. Like John Mayer. Look at him.
Yeah.
He was totally pop at first, and then he said, you know what? Now I'm going to do what I want to do.
All right. Which is Chase Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And Katy Perry.
Right, exactly. But his music is like, he does what he wants to do now.
Yeah. Poll today at DougStephan.com. How many days of work have you missed because of the weather this winter? I tend to not be focusing on this as much on the program because I'm not in it. But there's still plenty of people who are just freezing and things that are just not working. Everything's broken because of the cold. It's been going on for well over a month, and people are just sick of it. I don't know that you can do anything about the weather, but anyway, if you've missed work, you might want to participate in this poll. Let's see, the variables are A, more than 2 weeks, B, between 10 days and 2 weeks, C, between a week and 10 days, between a few days and a week, E, just one or more days, F, I haven't missed any days due to the weather. None of us have missed any work because of the weather. But we're not doing a normal job. But there are so many people who have been affected by this. Wowie zowie. 28 after, this is Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
Make my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, guys, when it comes to shaving, you've got to check out Harry's.com. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades are half the price of drugstore brands. Harry's starter set with a razor, three blades, and shave cream is just $15 with free shipping. With promo code 5858, you get $5 off your first order. After using code 5858 at checkout, you can get an entire month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code 5858.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Three at the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let me introduce you to Ken Kessler and Jennifer.
Hello, Ken.
That's right.
Hi,
Ken
Jennifer.
Kessler. Hello. The Marine who vanished in Iraq in 2004, been sentenced to 2 years in the slammer for leaving his post and then fleeing to Lebanon. Part of the sentence handed down to Corporal Wasaf Hassoun. He'll have a reduction in rank, loss of pay, dishonorable discharge, 2 years and 5 days. Was he the only one? There must have been others who, in some way, shape, or form, deserted. Went there a lot. In fact, after many people realized what the reality was of Iraq, that they just hit the road? Or was this one of the few who got caught? I'm trying to remember the story. It's been a long time since it was told. But under the circumstance, I'm not justifying going AWOL because it's not.
Who in the world?
In there.
When you're in the Middle East, in the middle of Baghdad.
I would stay close to the military.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep,
I wouldn't
indeed.
Walk away 5 feet.
I mean, it shows you the intelligence of the people that run away. I mean, where are they going?
Yeah, what do you
who
think
are they
going to
hang out with?
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm just going to go down the corner and hang out with all the guys. And
that's why Bo Bergdahl looks so silly, because, I mean, just when you leave and you desert, you feel like they have to join the other side, because what else are they going to do? They're going to get killed if they don't.
Yep. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with us in a few minutes discussing vaccine skeptics. Once again, this vaccine thing doesn't want to go away, so that's part of what we'll focus on as we have more medical information in front of us. The U.S. tax system. Focus of discussions in Washington today on Capitol Hill, the progressive system that Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I prefer and promote. There's an assumption here about what's fair from our perspective. Tax burdens. How much do you pay in taxes, and is it fair? I don't argue with percentages as much as I do with what is being done with the money. My objection is not paying the taxes. My objection is how much I pay and where does it go. That's my objection.
And are we paying for silliness?
Well, we're paying for waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. When you figure that we're paying 40 cents on every dollar for interest on the $17 trillion debt, and then there's another 24 cents of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, what actually is getting used from your dollar? Listen, think about it. 64, that's two-thirds of what you pay going down the drain.
Not only think about this, okay, so let's say you're in a 30 or 35% tax bracket.
Yeah.
That's just what gets taken out of your check.
Yeah.
Then there's the taxes you pay when you buy goods and services.
Sales tax.
Property taxes.
So when you go buy gas and 30 cents of every dollar is taxed or 25 cents of every dollar is taxed. Mm-hmm. And when you go buy groceries or you go buy, services to get your car fixed or wherever it is you go, how much of every dollar that you spend every single day is taxed? So how much money do you pay in tax every single month?
And this is what people are not getting. They don't look at their checks.
Of your income.
Right. No, where you're working for these people to waste your money. It is so arrogant.
Goes to what you're saying, then they waste two-thirds of it.
The damnable. So here's the discussion in Washington today. Boehner says he welcomes tax reform conversation. There's a new principle called the benefit principle. Individual tax burden equal to the value of the government-provided goods and services he or she gets. It's not bad. It's a way of looking at it. But what about a sales tax? People say it's regressive. Well, only people who don't understand what the system is. You pay taxes as a result of what you buy. Buy big cars, big boats, whatever it is you want to spend money on.
You pay big taxes. Hookers, drug dealers.
Yep, everybody pays. Illegals.
Everybody pays the same taxes.
It solves your immigration problem. Yep. You know, people always say, well, it favors the rich. Well, not really, because the rich are going to want to go out and buy that stuff. They're going to put more into the system. They can afford to do it.
And then you have you have breaks for people who can't afford it, where they get stuff tax-free.
For the lowest income,
they get a card where they don't pay any taxes on any goods.
Mm-hmm. Right. You don't pay it on food and stuff. But our country is really down in the hole when it comes to how we tax, the progressivity, if you will. And the politicians are getting so much heat on this now.
Well,
they got to do something.
But here's
something has to happen.
They're just they are addicted to the crack.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they cannot walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they need the power, they need the money, and they need us, and they need our money.
Yeah, well, we don't want to be paying anymore.
They can't stop spending. Mm-hmm. I was annoyed that they had tied together the Homeland Security funding with immigration.
Yeah.
And I looked into that. There are 230,000 people who work for the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
The
building right next to us is their headquarters, and three floors of it are empty.
They make it seem like that department's going to get totally shut down, and we're going to be sitting there with our pants down.
Yeah.
That is such a bunch of hooey. What's going to happen if it goes to a shutdown is that the people that are still sitting at the airports and doing everything and doing all those essential services are still going to be going to work every day, and they're going to get a big fat check for all the hours they didn't get paid when the government shutdown is over.
It's
so silly.
I'm at lunch with a friend the other day who is a government contractor, and he is a subcontractor of one of the big companies, one of the big government contractors. And so we're at lunch, and I'm like, so what's going on? And he's like tapping away on his email and everything. He got an email from the big contractor, and I won't mention what company it is, but you all know them.
Halliburton.
No, but another one, like that. Yeah. And the project that they are working on went under budget, and they didn't spend $100,000. Mm-hmm. And they were getting the Riot Act read to them, basically saying that's $100,000 that we could have bought bullets with over here, or we could have spent over here, or we could have spent over here, but we gave it to your project, and now you didn't spend it, and we won't get that money next year. You need to go out and spend $100,000 today so that we get that money next year.
Send us a check. We're here. Doug Steffen.
Donate, please.
So that's what he was spending his day doing, is buying computers and buying this and buying that so that they could write off $100,000 so that they wouldn't lose the money.
Unbelievable. All right. Dr. Jack in a moment. One thing that's of interest and importance, maybe we talk about Jack with this. In honor of the opening of the 1,000th Krispy Kreme store, you can get free donuts today. An original glazed donut goes free to the first 1,000 guests at every single Krispy Kreme store in the country. So they're going to give away 1,000 times 1,000, which is 1 million donuts today at Krispy Kreme stores all over the place. They have grocery stores, and but I think there's pretty much the self-standing stores. Right. You go by a Krispy Kreme store today, you get a free donut. Not a bad deal if you like Krispy Kreme donuts. They are probably the worst, therefore the best.
Delicious. The worst for you, but the best tasting.
Oh, my God. The Krispy Kreme donut's great. Love, love, love Krispy. There's a place, if you go into the train station, New York Penn Station, you walk down as you're heading toward the Amtrak station. There's a Krispy Kreme on the right-hand side. When nobody's looking, I stop and grab a glazed Krispy Kreme or a cream-colored Krispy Kreme donut.
Cream-colored.
Oh, my God.
Such a weirdo. Oof. A cream-colored donut.
Cream-colored. Well, it's, you know, that has that. The frosting is sort of a darkish vanilla color, and they are unbelievably good. Sticky all over the place. Got to go wash your hands. Ay, ay, ay. So that's my problem, Richie. What's yours today?
I have no problem, sir.
Really? Working with me is not a problem today.
Nope. That's good. I don't have any problems.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to help those of you who have a problem still trying to figure out whether to inoculate your children or not. I don't know if there's any good news there, but I'm sure we'll kind of walk around it. Plus, story at DougStephan.com about this fellow who got a bionic eye. What a great story that is. Coming up here on Good Day.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Are you looking for the next big thing in franchising? Then listen up, because right now you can get in on the ground floor of a $30 billion industry. Everybody's talking health food. The days of cheeseburger lunches and candy bar snacks are over. Today, people want fresh salads, wraps, gluten-free meals, and cold-pressed juices, and more. Which is why Fresh Healthy Vending has introduced the Fresh Micro Market. Our brand-new, fully automated, high-tech Fresh Micro Markets are what every business wants for their break rooms, lobbies, and common areas. And that means opportunity for you. As a franchise owner, this is your chance to create a stream of income that will pay you for years. Industry experts call micromarkets the future of vending, and Entrepreneur Magazine just ranked Fresh Healthy Vending as the number one vending franchise in the U.S. We currently have premier high traffic locations available in your area, so act now. Right now during February, Fresh Healthy Micromarkets is offering half off your franchise fees. To get this special half off deal, go to www.freshmicromarket.com and enter code 2727. That's freshmicromarket.com 2727. The best locations will fill up fast. Freshmicromarket.com, promo code 2727.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Quarter before the hour, is that a good way of putting this? 45 after the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us here on the Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I are always happy to have Jack in here. He has a free ebook available. Those of you who have heard us talking about his newsletter, the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, sign up for it at jackstockwell.com or forbiddendoctor.com. A free ebook that he and his wife Mary, who, as we've acknowledged many times in this program before, is much smarter than he is. She's a really good writer, has a handle on what's going on, and Jack does too. They're great together in many
she's
ways.
She's also cuter.
Yes, she's, oh my God, she's much cuter than you. Oof, I've been trying to figure that one out. Anyway, let's move into the vaccine skeptic arena once again. Those people who have been ridiculed for failing to inoculate their children, there's a backlash going on, and I wonder how you speak to it, because you're one of the people who disagree with the current vaccine wisdom. So when somebody takes a shot at you, how do you respond?
Well, it has simply been the imposition of science behind vaccines. The idea is if you are pro-vaccine, you must be in favor of science. If you're an anti-vaxxer, then you must be something from the Stone Age and really don't know the difference.
That's about right. Yeah, I think that's what people think.
It goes back to the failure of the flu vaccine.
By the way, welcome Dr. Jack Stockwell, who was Fred Flintstone's doctor.
That's about it.
Yeah, right.
That's about it. And people, the laziness of the American culture today to actually do some serious research on their own. There are so many good websites out there that are so science-based with plenty of MDs, plenty of epidemiologists, plenty of virologists who have put all their research up on the website for people to see that there's some serious questions. It breaks down into three major areas. Number one, do they work? Because almost everything for which we have a vaccine was almost completely eradicated before the vaccine ever showed up, mm-hmm. including polio. And number two, here you're having a problem with these adjuvants, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde. These are known neurotoxic agents that kill nerve cells on contact. And then number three, when we skip the natural immune processes of the human body, where we jump right over cell-mediated immunity, which is where we go through the sick period in order to build immunity, and jump right into a chemically forced humoral aspect of our immune system, which is where we build antibodies, but with vaccines you're forced to do so chemically. You're playing with Mother Nature.
Well, this is the whole business about the peanut allergy release, the information that people talking about who gets peanut allergies or allergies like that. Why do you get them? You get them because you're not exposed to them in the womb or in the first few months of your life. I have been crazy talking about getting down into the dirt, getting your child into places where they're going to have their immune system enhanced. Not compromised by, oh, there's bugs there. I don't want my little Freddy to go. That's the worst thing you can do for little Freddy. And Jack will be the first one to tell you that.
No, that's exactly where they belong, out there relating themselves to the world around themselves, mm-hmm. crawling in the dirt, crawling in the grass, crawling across the kitchen floor, crawling across the bathroom floor. Of course, we clean these things up on a regular basis. But anywhere, you can't escape germs and viruses. Mm-hmm. You can't escape any more than you can escape oxygen. I mean, we are completely surrounded with an ocean of microbes. And we have been given an incredible gift by nature called the immune system. And the immune system has to have a chance to develop itself. And so I heard on CNN this morning that measles case is now up to 105 cases. Yeah, most of those 105 cases are already over with. Yeah. Most of those kids already now have lifetime immunity to measles for going through a week of headache, a little fever, maybe some diarrhea, some sore throat. They get the spots. It's over with. They survive it just fine. And now they have lifetime immunity and their immune systems are on guard for the next virus that comes along.
All right, let's say congratulations to a 68-year-old Minnesota man. saw his wife for the first time last week.
Amazing.
A person, 15th person in the country to get a bionic eye implant.
God incredible. Incredible
Alan
stuff.
Zedrad. He was a chemist. Ended 20 years ago when his sight began to fail. Degenerative eye disease. Got it replaced. Now you can see his wife. This is a good story at DougStephan.com. Thanks, Jack.
You bet.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Joe Cocker singing here on Good Day from the movie 9 and a Half Weeks. Number two movie this week, 1986. Remembers this?
Name a woman that doesn't remember this scene in this movie.
Never take off your coat. Real slow. Don't take off your shoes. I'll take off your shoes.
Cocker, you can leave your hat on from the movie, as I said, 9 and a Half Weeks. Okay, so this was a big movie. Chuck, you remember this?
Yeah, Mickey Rourke and Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
Sort of in the vein of, I guess, that year's 50 Shades of Grey.
I
didn't realize it was the number. I'm curious how well it did at the box office. I don't remember.
All right.
Number two, it must have did fairly well.
Back when Mickey Rourke and Kim Basinger were kind of normal people still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not freaked out yet.
I don't know. I'm not sure that that's the case with either one of them at any time in their life. At any rate, let's keep moving here. Time for Chucker's contest today. And those who participate, if we get you on the air with the right answer, after you've listened to these three cuts, you could be eligible for our drawing, the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. It's a big spa, very cool place. You'll be qualified for the drawing we're going to have next month if you can identify this movie.
You know, I've been out with a lot of girls at this school. I don't see what makes you so different.
I have some taste.
Perhaps, what was the line?
I have some taste.
Ah, okay. This was the number one movie during this week in 1986. Know what it is? 888 302-3684. Next clip, Bridgie.
I hate them because we got money. That's the exact same thing as them hating us because we don't. Do you understand?
Yeah, do you understand?
Okay. Last clue.
If you don't go to him now, I'm never going to take you to another prom ever again. You hear me?
Music in the background.
Yep. An incredibly romantic moment, and you're ruining it.
Got it.
If you get the music in the background, you get the movie.
Got it.
You agree with that, Trucker? That's the movie music is what will give that one away, it seems to me. 888-302-3684. Figure out who knows what that movie is, and we'll get to Trucker's movie news. Anything that follows in the wake of the Academy Awards, we'll have that plus whatever else Trucker's got up his sleeve in a moment on Good Day.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
57 past the hour. Let's go to the phones and see if Greg in Warren, Michigan has it. Greg, what's that movie we had the cuts from?
That's Pretty in Pink.
That's Pretty in Pink. Yep, right up your wheelhouse, right?
Good job.
All right, hold on, Carol. We'll talk to you in just a
minute. Real man to like that.
And Chucker, what's going on in movie news?
Oscar rating Sunday night, Rich and Jen, 36.6 million viewers. That's the lowest in 6 years. Last year with Ellen DeGeneres, they pulled in over 41 million viewers. I never would have said it, but I would say Neil Patrick Harris is a one-and-done Oscar host.
Really?
I go, yeah, I'm surprised how flat and
He didn't seem comfortable. He was good, but he didn't seem comfortable.
Like I said yesterday, after that Oprah joke bombed, he just never recovered. How about Tina Fey and Amy Poehler combo for next year? I think that
would be awesome.
Is a good combination.
Yeah.
Other news, TV news, Ally McBeal star Calista Flockhart joining the cast of CBS's Supergirl pilot. And great character actor Oliver Platt will be one of the stars of Chicago SD.
All right.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.